Okay, so this is episode 3 of For American Revolution. So the topic of this episode is the Declaration of Independence and the Enlightenment. The first thing is popular servitude, which was instituted among men deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. The second is the individual rights, which were unattainable rights among those who are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And then social contract, was the right of people to alter or abolish the government and institute a new one if they were not respected. And this relates back to the Declaration of Independence by saying how people have basic rights and the government needs to respect it.
This episode is sponsored by the First Continental Congress. The First Continental Congress would like you to ask your representatives to vote yes for the Declaration of Independence and sign it so that we can get our rights back. Thank you, and huge thanks to the First Continental Congress.
Okay, so today our interview is with Thomas Jefferson. What is your role in Congress and Declaration of Independence?
Well, in Congress, I'm a bit more of a silent member, not doing a whole lot. But with my role on the Declaration of Independence, I was the head writer. Like, I ran it. I was the leader on that project.
What are your general ideas?
Well, I based the Constitution or Declaration of Independence on people that have popular sovereignty, individual rights, and the social contract.
What brought you into the Revolutionary War?
Well, I just feel like America should be its own country. Because at the moment, British rule is not following popular sovereignty. They do not have the support of the people. They are violating our individual rights. And the social contract, people want to alter the government. So the government has broken all basic rights.
What is your opinion on the war?
Well, obviously I side with patriots.
All right, thank you for coming in today.
No problem.
This is the end of episode 3. Let's see if the Declaration of Independence affects our relationship with Britain and causes tensions.